This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Well, Drew Hernandez has just been down to the Arizona Mexican border, and he is ready to roll. So you have a few final calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Shorter from the border, 3 p.m. in about an hour from now. Caroline in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering your opinion. In World War II, Hitler had the Hitler Youth. And when Obama got into office, he created the Obama Youth. What do you think those two groups, what happened to them, and what are they up to now?
Well, they're basically Black Lives Matter now. And the new, quote, police system they put in social workers. Here's actually a clip of Obama right before he got elected saying this.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
So they defund the police, undermine society, collapse things, and bring in leftists to organize all the refugees under their control. So that's your answer.
All right. Well, thanks. Have a great day.
Anything else, Caroline?
No. I started listening to you in the mainstream media. I was putting you down, so I started listening to find out who you were. So I've been listening now for a couple of years. Just keep up.
Well, Caroline, all I ask is you spread the word. That's how I reach new people. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you. Let's talk to Doug in New Jersey. Doug, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you about 16 years. I was immediately on the same wavelength, if you will, about just thoughts about New World Order. And like you, at a young age, I still work at a family business. I had people coming up to me telling me things that I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? Agenda 21, New World Order. These are ex-military people, and they would just, whatever reason, they wanted to tell me this stuff. And then as time goes on, I watch this stuff happen. And I watch it happen, and I've been sounding an alarm like you for years, and I'm telling people. And the worst part is when this stuff happens, people don't seem to want to believe it. And I almost think it's at a biblical point now where when you deny the truth so much when you deny the truth that God cuts you off from it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I actually think that's right. But I think we need to pray hard. It's my thoughts, man.
Well, I totally agree, and I forget the exact Bible verse, but in the last days, God will give them over to a great delusion. And is this not a great delusion right now?
Amen. It's just very disheartening that people I know that are highly educated, they just refuse to see this, even when it affects their own lives. And it kills me that during COVID, I knew exactly what this was. As soon as they roll it out, I said they're going to use this against Trump in both ways. If he doesn't do nothing, he killed millions of people. If he does do something, they'll pin it on him. They had it two ways figured out how to get him. And nobody cares. A million dead Americans, millions injured from the vaccine, businesses shut down, and people just don't care. I just don't get it. It just kills me. It keeps me up at night. I pray for an awakening.
I hear you, brother. God bless you, and thank you. All right, Wayne in Texas and Sam. We got Drew Hernandez coming up. I can't get to you. But, guys, write, get their name and number. We will call them first tomorrow. Lord willing, I'll be on tomorrow at the Friday show. And when we take calls, we will take calls tomorrow. I will call Wayne and Sam first to have you take over. Please remember, you heard that caller. You're going down. Nobody supports you. You're alone. No, we're not alone. We're strong. They want to demoralize us. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and to get products at InfoWarsStore.com. X3, available now, 25% off. BrainForce Ultra, TurboForce back in stock. We're selling on a Real Red Pill Plus, but it's still 40% off. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, experience these amazing products, and keep us on air. But whatever you do, take the articles, take the videos, share them, word of mouth. People are ready for the truth. Your word of mouth is king. Your prayer is absolutely the top thing. Please pray for InfoWars, pray for discernment, pray for our provision, pray for our defense, pray to send the angels to protect us. And please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. Plus, you can get great products. Drew Hernandez is set to take over from Arizona. He hasn't slept at the border. This is going to be powerful. It's always powerful. All our guests are powerful. He's an amazing, amazing, amazing mind.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, should it go back to full price? It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
What's going on, Base Stock Criminals, Base Info Warriors? You are here, band.video, infowars.com. You are here worldwide, and you have a front row seat to the end of American sovereignty. Everything that Alex Jones has been talking about, everything that any base patriot that understands and can see the plans of the New World Order, the plans of the one world economy, the one world government, the ultimate antichrist, the culmination of everything the Bible said would go down. We know that this globalist agenda does include replacement migration, does include the end of American sovereignty, the end of any form of nationalism, because these people want a global citizen. They want an NPC. They want an individual that is void of any kind of patriotic identity, not just America, but we know America is currently the superpower in the United States. Here we are in the West on the face of planet Earth. The United States of America has always been problematic for the globalist. And why? Because you cannot have a new world order. You cannot have a global regime with a superpower that believes in American patriotism, American autonomy, individualism, nationalism as an American patriot, because that stands in the way of an individual that wants you to become a global citizen with a utopia where everything is equal, where everyone gets the same pay, everyone gets the same poverty, everyone gets the same nothing, where everyone gets nothing but bugs, and everyone gets to live in a total degenerate society where pedophiles rule the earth, and you just have to deal with it because they're equal and they're people too, just like you. But the ultimate dismantling of American fossil fuels, with the individuals at the top, the John Kerry's of the world, the Leonardo DiCaprio's of the world, lecturing you that fossil fuels are evil and bad, and you need to get rid of your gas stove, and you need to just totally just listen to what AOC says and accept the Green New Deal and become a peasant, while they all keep their fossil fuels, while they all keep their jumbo jets. You think that's going to change once they install the new regime? You think that's going to change once they install the new world order? You think these individuals like Bill Gates and John Kerry at the top are going to get rid of their fossil fuels and get rid of their jumbo jets? No. When they convince the general public to be a peasant and eat bugs and be a total worthless loser and accept that mentality as the global citizen and the global society jacked into VR, jacked into AR, where everything is centralized to one place, that is how they move, that is how they dominate. When they have an ultimate technocracy moved into the future, everything is digital, and where everything is a global citizen. Why do you think the World Economic Forum, Davos 2023, Davos 2022, you name it, Davos 20, Davos 19, as long as these people have been meeting, okay, Alex Jones was called a crazy person for literally showing the Bilderberg meetings, literally showing that these people meet in Davos, that they meet behind closed doors, they conspire about a new world order. Yes, 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 that was all conspiracy, right? It was a conspiracy. None of this stuff is real. Replacement migration is not real. Dismantling economies by design is not real. You know, Build Back Better is not a design. You know, it's not an agenda to dismantle the American economy. The Great Reset is nothing but a conspiracy theory. When Klaus Schwab, writes books about it, cites it at all their conferences. All they do is pontificate about literally, you can quote these people, a new world order with the global citizen. It requires you being removed. It requires me being removed. It requires individuals that still have a sense of American patriotism, whatever country you come from. Any sense of nationalism, any sense of patriotism, love for country in your heart, in your life, is a threat to the New World Order, because that has to be removed and eradicated in order for them to install their regimes. This is why Bill Gates loves the sense of the global citizen, because the global citizen has no rights. The global citizen has no human rights. They say, oh, this is all about human rights. This is all about equality and everyone having the same opportunities because poverty is just so bad. That's why we're advocating for everyone to just eat bugs while we stay at the top, while Bill and Melinda Gates sit there and pontificate about, you know, maybe depopulating the earth is not so bad after all. And they post it on YouTube and it's just like totally normal content. Yeah, but Alex Jones, I can't be freely on YouTube without getting deboosted or shadow banned. And we all know why. We're not complaining about that, but we know we're going up against demonic, satanic powers here that not only have an issue with the truth, but they want to deceive individuals to further fall into the deception and ride the wavelength of the New World Order and the coming Antichrist, false prophet, all empowered by the beast. This is where we're all going. This is where this is all pushing forward to. And I'll tell you, Title 42 is ending tonight. And if you thought that the so-called southern border crisis, it's not a southern border crisis. Been down there multiple times with Alex as well, multiple other based journalists and reporters that are actually telling the truth. It's not a crisis. It's not something that's just happens to be happening. There just happens to be a damaged hole in the boat that the administration needs to plug up. No, no, it's deeper and more sinister than that. The United Nations put out a report in the year 2000 asking the question, the so-called population sector of the United Nations, who were totally unelected, nobody appointed these people, but they ask questions and they write reports. Literally, anyone could go find this. Is replacement migration good for a aging or a depopulating society? Okay, this is a globalist mindset. They believe that they have the ability to ask these questions, write reports and recommendations in the United Nations so that nations can comply, and then they talk about it at the World Economic Forum, and it's a cult. And if you have any sense of patriotism, you love the border, you love the sovereignty of your own country, the cult excommunicates you. Because the globalist cult exists. And the United Nations has reports and documents, pontificating, speculating. What's it going to be like? Do we need to use replacement migration to get populations back up in certain countries? And in the report, they include the United States of America. And in this report of the United Nations, they specifically say by the year 2050, the amount of so-called migrants from 1995 until 2050 will make up for the large population of the United States of America. And then you begin to ask yourself, why are we seeing the open border? Is this really a crisis? No, this is a strategic demolition of American sovereignty, my friends. Regardless of your politics, it does not matter. These people are not concerned with Republican or Democrat. These people are not concerned with left or right. These people are concerned with you are either a part of the New World Order, the new regime, Team Satan, or you're not. That's it. It's that black or white with these people. That is how these people get down. And that is how they function, like a mafia, like a cartel, like a cult. That's who they are. And here we are, years later, in the year 2023, with these agendas being fully implemented, installed, right before your very eyes. If you thought that the formerly known southern border was bad the past couple years with the installed puppet President Joe Biden, you wait until the clock strikes midnight tonight local time, especially in Texas, where Title 42 ends. I just got back from the southern border, the formerly known southern border here in Yuma, Arizona. The Border Patrol are all demoralized. They're telling me they all feel numb. They're telling me they see the writing on the wall, that for the past few years, the current administration has been demoralizing them, using them as a legitimate Uber service, legalizing human trafficking and human smuggling. This is what the administration has done. This is what the New World Order does. They legalize criminal activity. They legalize lawlessness. And this is why Jesus said lawlessness will abound in the last days. You're watching it. You don't have a border anymore. It's gone. It is gone. No enforcement. No enforcement. No law and order. It is gone. The Border Patrol are outmanned, outnumbered, demoralized, numbed to what has been happening, and that is the agenda. You run your opponents down. You get rid of the good guys and bring in the bad guys to enforce your tyranny. And you are watching the ultimate controlled demolition of American sovereignty, Title 42, being removed tonight. And you got a front row seat, especially here on Infowars.com, band.video. Blast the links. Get them out now. This is how we get this information out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Conspiracy theorists, you're all a bunch of right-wing, mega-Republican, domestic terrorist, conspiracy theorist, alt-right, anti-Semitic, white nationalist, racist, you name it. Conspiracy theorists, right? Deep state CIA term, designed intentionally to smear and discredit the target, being called the term. You know, that's changed, by the way. They still will throw around the word conspiracy theorist here and there. But the psyop, which is cancel culture, to discredit the truth teller or the individual with valid information, is basically the cancel culture you see today. White nationalist, white supremacist, you're a mega Republican, domestic terrorist, because you're just pointing out the fact that the New World Order exists, they talk about it, the globalist mindset actually is real, and they identify as that, and they actually have plans and ideas for replacement migration to replace the West, replace our culture, replace what we love and know, replace our traditionalism here in the United States of America, regardless of your skin color. No, 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 no. You get coined, you get deemed and slandered as a conspiracy theorist, because that's been the psyop for thousands of years. Slander from the serpent. Slander from the mouth of the serpent. I mean, is it really that hard to see the writing on the wall? Is it really that hard to see all the plans come together in full fruition? Is it really that hard to see? It doesn't take a very smart person to sit here and watch all of the pieces come together and watch all of the rhetoric from the World Economic Forum, from people like Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the useful idiots and the demonic and the satanic proxies of the United Nations, the EU, individuals that want to push us in a new utopia and a global society. Why was the UN asking the question, is replacement migration good in their official UN documents? Is replacement migration a solution to an aging or a depopulating society? And then you see how individuals like Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation run around pontificating, warning the general population, warning the populations of the world that in the future we're going to be overpopulated. So some form of depopulation needs to take place. We gotta slow down the populating of the populations of society and mankind. And then you ask yourself why these people push so hard for what they call women's rights and health care, abortion, murdering children, depopulating the earth for decades in the United States of America, convincing women that it's their body, their choice, after they've already been convinced that fornication is a correct lifestyle, just be totally irresponsible, fornicate, catch diseases. Hell, if you get pregnant, you could just murder the baby because it's your body, your choice for being irresponsible and opening up your legs. And in some cases, people make mistakes. But if you make a mistake, the answer isn't murder a human being. No. You see the depopulation agenda alongside of the replacement migration agenda. They do it through so-called abortion. sacrificing babies, infants, inside of the womb and outside of the womb in the name of health care and my body, my choice, and women, female rights. Right? Depopulating the earth by the day, taking us backwards, different demographics, targeting different races. This is what Planned Parenthood was established for, with Margaret Sanger, a eugenicist that believed in depopulating specific races. An actual racist. Oh, but the left and the Uniparty, they love Planned Parenthood. Yeah, of course they do. Because it's the globalist agenda that's depopulating the earth so that they could replace us all. They do it with the death jabs. The World Health Organization, the Dr. Fauci's of the world, that push the mRNA on all of us, that are causing a lot of individuals, they never told anyone just how bad the side effects might be, but, you know, you gotta take it, where throw my body, my choice out the window, forced inoculations for everyone, because you're saving lives. Booster yourself as many as 10 times. Hell, who cares? Because it makes you a better person, because you're saving lives. Well, what about the side effects? What about the death jab? What are the potential harms that this could cause to my life? When the engineer and the pioneer, Dr. Robert Malone, comes out of the mRNA vaccine and literally admits to the entire world, be cautioned. This stuff could destroy you. And they implement it. They launch a death virus. And they just happen to have the solution on deck. Moderna, Pfizer, they're just ready. They're there ready to get that vaccine to the public to make billions of dollars while depopulating the earth simultaneously at the same time. And there they are at the World Economic Forum being praised for their radical quick response to COVID-19 in the midst of lockdowns. Yeah, we created these vaccines faster than anyone has ever seen. A new technology that takes decades to test on human beings to see if it's actually safe, but they don't care about that. No, because we need to save lives. We're just going to impose this on humanity. Cause deaths, expedite illnesses, decrease lifespans. And then you get into what they're doing with the water, with the food, with the pesticides, and everything that's decreasing longevity of human beings. Why do you think they're pushing disgusting beasts like Lizzo? Why do you think they're pushing disgusting Jabba the Hutt like Lizzo? Okay? Why do I have to model my life based off of a disgusting, unhealthy Jabba the Hutt that represents the global citizen? Okay? Why do you think they're pushing unhealthy lifestyles on the youth, on the general public? It's to kill you. I don't want you unhealthy. I don't want you to die early. I don't want you to die and go to hell. I want you saved, faith in Jesus Christ over anything. But God gave you that temple. You think God wants you unhealthy, unable to take care of your family? In some circumstances, it's out of our control. We have to depend on God for strength. But God gives us health. If we are blessed with health, it's for a reason. You think he doesn't want us healthy to take care of our family, to hold it down for our country, to be able to be sober-minded and healthy to go against evil when necessary? This is all to kill you. This is all to depopulate you. This is all to take away the longevity that God blesses you with. The New World Order wants individuals with short lifespans so they can get rid of the good guys, get rid of the good women, and install the evil. That's how they control.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The New World Order doesn't have to fire a shot to take down the USA. They're doing it from within. PSYOPs on the American people, taking over the universities, our cultural Marxism, the indoctrination, K-12, infiltrating medicine, infiltrating science, infiltrating every channel, infiltrating media, obviously taking over politics, getting you to think that there's actually a Republican and Democrat two sides. No, it's all uniparty. It's good versus evil, ladies and gentlemen. They take over education. They take over Hollywood. Obviously, Hollywood is in the palm of Lucifer in the New World Order, pushing all their propaganda, getting people used to the ideas of their plans that they begin to roll out, getting used to something that they've seen on TV, so when it becomes reality, they've already been desensitized to it. These people don't have to fire a shot. With the subversion, with the destabilization, convincing millions of people with the PSYOPs that America is evil. And in some regards, yes, America has evil that needs to be dealt with, like pedophiles and child molesters and rapists, peacefully and lawfully, and a whole host of other problems. But they say being an American patriot, loving the Pledge of Allegiance, something as basic as the American flag in their eyes, something as basic as the national anthem they claim is white supremacy. You love the American military and the flag for what it stands for. Veterans. Protecting American sovereignty. That's white supremacy. That's evil. That's white adjacent thinking. And you're not thinking like a correct person. You've been indoctrinated by white people because you love America. Yeah, maybe you've been indoctrinated by demons and Satan to be convinced that the greatest country on the face of planet Earth that you get to enjoy with all these freedoms. Maybe there's been a psyop run on your mind to get you to become a useful idiot and talking piece for the New World Order, chattering and yapping your mouth like the Squad, like Rashida Tlaib, like AOC and Cory Booker and all these mindless losers and idiots like Ilhan Omar that are running around claiming that America is so racist, America is so horrible, America is so white supremacist. Then why the hell right now are there tens and thousands of Haitians staged outside of El Paso ready to come into the United States of America illegally scot-free? Oh, America is so white supremacist, but the third world is just at the door waiting to come in freely. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. America's so white supremacist that there are people coming from all over the world illegally into the United States of America. Because it's not about truth. Like I said, that's the PSYOP. Conspiracy theorists. White supremacist. America's evil. You're a patriot. Evil. The FBI gets on board. Why do you think the FBI is being mobilized against patriots? Why do you think the CIA is obviously involved in getting mobilized against patriots, with PSYOPs being run on right-wing, patriotic, America-loving individuals that love their traditional values? Why do you think that's happening? Because these people, they are all on the same wavelength. This evil New World Order agenda, they're all jacked into the same frequency, this frequency of evil. This frequency of the spirit of the Antichrist that's pushing planet Earth further and further into the New World Order. The advent of the Antichrist, the advent of the false prophet, the mark of the beast on the hand, on the forehead. You can't gain access to the economy, the one world religion, one world militarized system, the one world economy, you name it. How do you think they're all in perfect unison across the globe? Yes, some organizations communicate, but their message is always the same. Their actions are always the same. Their agendas, their goals are all pointing towards one direction. How do you think that happens, my friend? If you are not a believer, I suggest, I implore you, I beg you, open your eyes and see the reality of who Christ is. You're a sitting duck in this war, ladies and gentlemen. You think you're going to fight the info war? You think you're going to fight the New World Order? You think you're going to fight globalism without God? Where do you think the revelation of what globalism is came from? It came from God warning humanity that these things would be. You and I can do nothing. You and I can accomplish nothing. You and I are powerless against these satanic powers, which in the last days, the Bible says, they will be performing mass miracles before your eyes, all empowered by Satan. Things that defy the laws of physics, the laws of gravity, the laws of science, everything we know. These things will begin to take place. And what will you do? How will you respond? Will you be deceived? Are you born again? Do you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit to discern truth from error? And I'm not talking about something that's obvious. I'm talking about something that is so advanced. The serpent himself and his demons that are ancient, that know humanity better than you and me. that know what humans are tempted by, that will fall for. I'm talking about the great deception that Alex was talking about before he ended the third segment. That great deception, that great delusion will be so powerful. You will be a sitting duck. If you're thinking right now, I'm not born again, I'll be able to withstand it, you are already deceived by it. The Bible makes it very clear, the world will fall for the strong delusion that God will pour upon the earth, that will allow to happen, and people will fall for this system. It'll come across as great. It'll come across as grand. It'll come across as something that you want to be a part of. It'll come across something as powerful and unified. It'll come across as something that the Bible says the entire nations of the world will be saying peace and safety, world peace, a dominating superstar. The Antichrist will be the most popular and attractive figure the world has ever known. If you don't have the Spirit, you will not be able to see these things. And I say this because look at the agendas. With the depopulation, I've already explained it. Abortion, forced inoculations, death jabs, poisoning the water, lowering the quality of our foods, getting people to remove themselves from healthy lifestyles by pushing Jabba the Hutt Lizzos, thinking that's somehow normal, just being totally disgusting and void of health is actually a good lifestyle. I don't say that to be offensive to people that are struggling. God wants you. God will help you to be better and empower yourself. Wants you to be healthy so you can take care of your family. And if it's beyond your control, we have to rely on God in that weakness to help us through that. I say this because it's the New World Order who hates you. It's Satan who hates you. It's Satan who props up Lizzos. It's Satan. Why do you think they're all wanting to chop off the genitals of children? Children! We're not talking about adults anymore, ladies and gentlemen. These Satanists, Luciferians, and globalists want to depopulate the earth. They're slowing down the populations to punch in the replacement migration, to replace you. Why do you think they're starting at children? Oh, trans kids' lives matter. It's just human rights. We should allow little kids, if a little boy wants to chop his penis off so he could never procreate, we don't tell him that ever again. That's totally liberal, progressive, and normal. If a little girl feels like she's a boy, she should be able to chop her breasts off. She should be able to create some kind of freak scientist abomination of a neo-penis, they call, right? She could never, ever become a mother. She could never, ever procreate, sterilized and done. Get women on birth control, sterilize them over time, rob them of their fertility that's been given by God, sterilize, sterilize, neutralize, neutralize, depopulate, depopulate, push mass replacement migration. Replace these people. Replace the patriots. Replace those that are truly awake. Replace the Christians. Replace them all with evil NPCs of the New World Order.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Real deal, ladies and gentlemen, you are alive for such a time as this. God has called you. If you find yourself in this transmission, you have breached the matrix for the purpose of pulling others out as well. If your eyes are open, if you are truly awake, you are a truly awakened sleeper, and Christ has given you the light. We got to share that light with others as well. And I want to invite you guys to check out my other shows. I host a show called Frontlines with Drew Hernandez. We are covering the border extensively with great reporters on the ground on Real America's Voice. You guys can find the link to that in my bio on Twitter or Getter or True Social at Drew H Live. I also host my own personal show, Drew Hernandez Live, exclusively on Rumble. You guys can find all those links in the bio exclusively at my Twitter, Truth Getter. And yeah, True Social at Drew H Live. I really wanted to emphasize this with you guys, just so I can visually show you, because we get people that come in on the network, different shows, various shows. You hear what we say, but let me visually show you. I just got back from the formerly known southern border last night. The footage you are seeing was just hours ago. I literally just got back a couple hours ago. I wasn't planning on going down, but this is just too historic. Did a last-minute trip. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas wants you to believe that what you're seeing is not real on the screen. They want you to believe that the border is secure. What you're seeing behind these people is Mexico. Do you see that little barrier behind these illegals? All right, these are not migrants. These are illegals. These people are coming into this country illegally. These individuals that you see on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, all right, America? These people are the UN, the globalist agenda that they pose questions to. Does replacement migration work for aging and depopulating societies? These individuals, look at that line. Look at these people. You see that gap right there? That is America. That's how easy it is to walk. And they're wheelchairing, they're rolling them in deep, man. They're rolling in on wheelchairs. You catch them rolling, they hating. And this guy's rolling big. Look at that. Welfare recipient to the state, paid by you for their entire life. And this is the people that they're bringing in. They're not sending their best, ladies and gentlemen. And why are they not sending their best? Because these people are meant to replace every single one of you watching this show right now. You know, whether you believe in that or not. Whether you truly understand that this agenda exists or not. These individuals are here to replace you. I was talking to those Border Patrol agents you see right there last night. This is just hours ago, guys. I just came off the ground. And I'm going back tonight again. Got to come in, do shows, go back. This is how we do this. This is a lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen. We live this. We live this. Not for views, not for clout, but to show you guys what's really going down, because MSM won't do it. Those Border Patrol agents were telling me last night that last night about maybe 300 to 500 crossed within 4 hours illegally. And I asked them, how many of these illegals are going to receive slaps on the wrists? Notice to appears, NTAs, they get a court date. Where they're supposed to show up in an American court to determine whether they're going to stay or get deported. I said, how many of these hundreds that you're seeing just in this short 5 hour time frame, how many of these illegals are going to get those NTAs, court dates to return? He said about 90%. 90% of these illegals are getting NTAs. And it's just it's the honor system. We're supposed to just trust that they'll come to court and they'll face their trial to determine their future, whether they're going to stay in America or not. And these people are not getting vetted in any way, shape, or form, by the way. Border Patrol would admit that. And I asked them, how many of these people will actually come back to court? He said 10%, and it's probably even lower. Lower than 10%. Anybody shocked by that? Is anybody shocked by that? Of course not. Because these people are showing up to replace every single one of you. Don't let anyone tell you that's a conspiracy theorist. Don't let anyone tell you that that's a lie. Anyone goes down there themselves, this is what you see. And you see it immediately. In just 3 hours, I also asked the Border Patrol agent, hundreds of illegals crossed. He said more than 20 countries represented in that short amount of time. At that point, when I asked that question last night, only 3 hours passed. And he said more than 20 countries have already breached the United States of America. And yes, it angers you that these individuals are just facilitating this. This is why they're trying to remove good men and women out of law enforcement. To get people in that will just facilitate the New World Order, their regime, and their plans. Because right now, that is what defund the police was. That is what the woke military is. Going after the three-letter agencies and weaponizing them by infiltrating them with evil people. And that's the same thing you're seeing with the Border Patrol as well. That is why DHS Secretary will sit there and push real misinformation to the American public, to the entire world, that at the removal, guys, Title 42, I was there last night. This is the night before. I'm going back again tonight. You're seeing it in El Paso, in Brownsville. It's chaos. Thousands, tens of thousands are staging in Mexico on the opposite side, Juarez, you name it, different regions, staging, preparing for the floodgates to open tonight. It's been bad, you guys. But it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. This agenda is here. It is here. It is being fully implemented. Title 42 being removed is the full-scale invasion of the United States of America. Military-aged men. There's a lot of men down there. And they claim that it's innocent people. They claim that it's refugees. They claim that it's individuals fleeing persecution, when it's a lot of men down there that are coming into this country illegally. Isn't that interesting? The New World Order knows they need men. They push this dehumanizing agenda. Dylan Mulvaney's, these beta homosexuals, they feminize American culture, because when they make their replacement, they know that they're going to actually need males, okay, to rule with an iron fist and to enforce their tyranny and their New World Order regime. They know they need males. But that's why their hypocrisy is all by design. The hypocrisy is all to dismantle what is good and normal, so that it's a transfer of powers. And they're doing it without firing a shot. This invasion is happening without a shot being fired. In some cases, the cartels do get violent. You see that down at the southern border, the formerly known southern border. These people are not vetted. We have no idea who the hell these people are, you guys. And they get an Uber service bought and paid for by you. What a slap in the face, isn't it? Bought and paid for by you. The federal government facilitating human smuggling, human trafficking, Uber servicing these people and giving them a new ride. I asked this black lady. I don't know if she was from Nigeria. I don't care. She's illegal. I asked her last night. I said, was it hard for you to get in here? She said, no, not at all. I said, was it easy to cross the United States southern border? No, no. I said, did you receive any opposition? Was there anything standing in your way to cross that line? No, not at all. And then I also asked her, do you think President Biden has something to do with this? Opening up the doors to individuals that come into this country? She said, absolutely. I said, do you appreciate President Biden? I specifically said this. Do you appreciate President Joe Biden, this puppet, right? For letting you come into this country illegally? She said, absolutely, I am very appreciative. Of course, because these people are being used. And then the NGOs come, they manipulate, Alex and I have talked about this, they manipulate people's goodwill. They think that they're out there helping the migrants, helping the illegals. No, these NGOs are proxies, organizations being used by the New World Order to facilitate this agenda that is all inspired by the United Nations, by the globalist regime, the replacement migration to replace the patriot, replace the patriot, replace the Christian, replace the Western woman, replace the Western man, replace the individual that loves the American Constitution, replace the individual that loves the flag, that loves the Pledge of Allegiance, that loves the national anthem, that loves any form of American traditionalism, replace them all! So we can have the global citizen that questions nothing, can't even speak the language of the land. There is no language of the land, because we rule your entire life through centralized systems. You don't even need to be able to talk for yourself. They will rule all. Guys, this is getting real.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.